This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is a Monday morning, the 12th 1-2 day. You know how we like that on 1-2 Radio. Hey, hey, hello. How nice to have your company on our favourite day of the week on 1-2 Radio and 1-2 Listen. It is 1-2 Day, and of course 1-2 Listen is on sale with your favourite advisors offering all kinds of deals, so do go over there and take a look. And also take a look, I have to say, at the gratitude board. I will be using that this week. More of that later. In fact, I'll be using it copiously. So how nice to have your company. Thank you to all those of you I can see already who have joined me in the Facebook chat room. If you want to come and have a look and you've not been in there before, go to 12radio.com, look at the menu on the left-hand side. You get a chance to chat. Come on in. There are lovely people in there. And I'm very, very grateful for your comments. Those who were with me on the predictions show that was here on 12radio on Friday will know that we've been through a bit of a weather event here in the UK, a very rare one, in fact, for us. We do get storms, but they are just that. But this was a hurricane. We called it a storm. In fact, the French named it. They called it Storm Goretti. And ironically, they got hit even harder than the UK. They really were even more devastated than we were. I think the wind speed was 132 miles an hour. But I do know I have a dear friend who lives close to here, who lived for many years in Florida. And she's lived through many a hurricane out there in Florida. And she said this was right up there with a Category 3, possibly Category 4 storm. And boy, don't we know about it. Trees everywhere, no power, no water. So thank you very much to those of you who have expressed your empathy and sympathy and wished me well. I am well. I was one of the lucky ones. Okay, I've not had power and water for 4 days, which is pretty small beer compared to what some people suffered. I'm still worried about the birds. I haven't seen any small birds at all. I don't know where they hid. Lots of people got trees through their roofs, including my neighbour who I'm helping out. And sadly, one person lost their life. So my condolences to them. So thank you for your kind words to Maureen White-Varner and Kat Garner, to Laura and to Pamela. Thank you. And it looks like you've got things going on in the States as well. I'm just trying to catch up with these comments. Thank you, Jean. I get it now. Yes, thank you. We're just not used to that kind of thing. We don't normally get storms of that ferocity. I think they're saying that it's been since the 1980s, since the UK got hit by something like that. There are still many, many regions that don't have power and water. But here in Cornwall, which is, we're the little finger that points towards New York. If you take a look at the UK to England at the bottom, and there's a little itsy bitsy bit of a finger that points out towards New York. That's the tip of Cornwall. It's actually called Land's End for a very good reason. We really got clobbered. So thank you for your kind words. I am going to be doing readings as I go along. I can see in the Facebook chat room you're coming in asking for readings, so it will be my pleasure to do that. I was just going to share some thoughts, because life always teaches you things, and every morning I do sit, or at least I try every morning to make it non-negotiable and sit with the five tenets of Reiki, which, if you're a Reiki person, you already know. If you're not, it is the secret art of inviting happiness. And you put your hands together and say, just for today, I shall not let anger inform my decisions and actions. Just for today, I shall not let worry rob me of my peace of mind. And just for today, I will be grateful for all that is shown to me. That's the one I've been working on today. Just for today, I shall be kind to all living beings. And just for today, I will try to live my life with integrity and honesty, the miraculous medicine for all diseases. Every morning I speak these words with my mouth. I pray these words to my heart. So those are the five tenets of Reiki. And of course, it was the gratitude one that I was drawn to this morning, grateful for everything. I am very grateful that I still have a roof and I don't have a tree through my roof. Some people came very, very close. There were two lads locally who were driving a car and the tree landed across the bonnet, if it, you know, 2 seconds later, it would have come down the top of the car. They would be no more. And there is a remarkable story of a lady not far from me in a town called Falmouth who had a humongous tree come through her roof. And she just had an instinct. Her husband was out working. She thought, I'm not going to put the kids to bed. So she took them downstairs and she heard all this rumbling and shaking. So she put the kids and herself in the dog bed underneath the stairs. And then the front door blew open, the windows blew out, and this huge tree came through the roof. And if she hadn't done what she had done, then they would not be here. So even amidst calamity, we can sometimes find something to be grateful for. However, I do send my condolences to the family who lost a family member down the road. He was living in a caravan and a huge tree fell on it. So always something, always something. So it was also an exercise, a huge exercise in what matters, because of course all the electrics went. So there's no internet, which doesn't bother me too much. I mean, I have to say it's a partial blessing. It was interesting to see who twitched because they couldn't have their phone on. Electricity I can get round. I have log burners. I can have heat. I toasted toast bread on a toasting fork and put pans on top of the log burner. I can do that. The absolute killer, which is an interesting exercise, is having no water, having no clean water, because they have backup generators, but the whole thing blew up and so many trees blew over. We've lost hundreds, possibly thousands of trees in Cornwall. And of course their roots go deep and they're all wrapped around the water pipes. And as they fell over, they just ripped metal water pipes out of the ground as if they were made like paper straws. So it's taken a long time to try and get the network up and running, and it still isn't in parts of this county and in fact parts of the UK. So yeah, water really, really matters. That, in my humble opinion, is the one resource that we can't do without. The other thing that amused me greatly, and I did actually think, who up in the powers that be was not using their grey cells, is if you've got no power, you have no phone, no radio, no TV, no internet, no websites. So they kept sending phone alerts to those who most needed them but couldn't receive them because their phones didn't work. And then kept suggesting, when you finally did get radio, that you go on the internet and look on their website. Hello, what part of nobody had got any internet? Somebody in government is going to have to sort that one out. And I hope it's taught them a lesson that the people who most needed help, especially the elderly and the vulnerable, were the very people who couldn't reach out for it. So enough said, those are my musings on what's going on. Let me have a look, because I've been chuntering away for 10 minutes already and I need to do you some readings in the Facebook chat room. So let me just go in there properly. While I'm doing that, I want to say a huge shout out and thank you to Serena, who ran the predictions show. I wasn't sure whether I was going to get it in it or not. I just managed to hold on power for my little 15-minute segment, although it did, we almost lost it at the end when massive red alerts came in. But yeah, we made it. So thank you, Serena. Absolutely wonderful. If you didn't hear the prediction shows, part one and two, do go and listen. I've gone into the 12radio.com archives. Look under Serena's name. You'll find the prediction shows. They're also here in the Facebook chat room, if that's something you can do. So let me take a look and see who I have in the Facebook chat room. So a very good morning and hug, because you're sending me one, to Maureen White-Varner, my Libra sister. Thank you for your kind comments about the storms. Apparently you've been having wicked winds along with a super flu. You would like a card if time permits. I hope you're keeping safe from the super flu. I know Mark Husson, whose show follows mine, has really been stricken with this. So Mark, I know yesterday you were still struggling a bit. If you're listening, I hope you're feeling much better. I'll send some angels round pronto if you're not, some throat angels. So you would like a card, Maureen. You're going to escape back home to, it says NJ, New Jersey, I'm guessing, for a fresh recharge, in concert with your sister. Also a trip to the penny slots, I like that. So let's hope for some luck. I think this is going to be I have been saying the most extraordinary year, 26. I mean, my goodness, over here in the UK, we've had an explosive start. Let's put it that way. So a card, please, as I tune into my angel wisdom deck. And there we go for Maureen. Ooh, you're going to like this. Maybe you should visit those penny slots. It is a major arcana card. It is the sun. It comes up with Archangel Uriel, who connects to our solar plexus. And this is a time of happiness, success. On my deck, it has Apollo holding flames in his hand. Reminds me of Holy Fire Reiki. It's a time of joy, it's success, but also because it's Uriel, it is about epiphanies. So if you suddenly get a bright idea on your travels, Maureen, or a sense or an instinct or a gut instinct, or you hear something or see something or it catches your attention, all of that, because I know you're very intuitive, make sure that you take note and don't push them aside, because it might turn out to be very, very useful. Good morning to Pamela Snow. Thank you for your kind words. I'm very glad to be safe and well too. Good morning to Kat Garner. Thank you for the update. Yes, my nerves have settled. I feel safe and cozy and very lucky. I would like to do a reading for you because there is plenty of time. I'm looking at the clock here. I've got loads of time today. So let's do a reading for Kat Garner. Oh, I also wanted to give a shout out to Polly Ford, who I know can't get in the chat room, but a shout out to you, and also to Erin O'Neill. Because I know quite often you listen and can't get in the chat room. I will do cards for people who can't get in the chat room shortly, but this one is for Kat Garner. I can see Tara Elizabeth Hollowatty coming in the room. Good morning to you. Kat, I have Earth cards for you. I have the King and Queen of Earth. These two know how to manifest like no one else. They are awesome, and it is bringing together that the practical maleness and the divine feminine of being able to create. You could ask for two more creative cards, but interestingly, they give it to me with the Four of Water. Now, the Four of Water is quite often a card saying that because we're looking, this guy sitting in front of a tree of golden apples. That's the best way to describe this card. And the golden apples are falling all around him. There's all this wealth around him, but he's just staring rather disconsolately into one cup in front of him. He's not looking to see the benefits of what is literally at arm's reach, fingertips away. So I would say to you, in order to get this abundance, look laterally, not at the obvious, and just see maybe what's around you. Hope that's helpful, Kat. Good morning to Lauren Kasdan Fulton. Thank you for your kind words. Wow, it's your birthday week. So very happy birthday to you. That's coming up in 2 days' time. Happy birthday to you in 2 days' time. Happy birthday to you in 2 days' time. Happy birthday, dear you. Happy birthday in 2 days' time. That's probably just more singing than anybody ever wanted to hear. Happy birthday, Laura. So a card, please, for your Earth year coming up. Please, if I may have a card, angels, for Laura. Okay, whoops. That's half the deck they're throwing out. That's because I'm trying to look at messages coming in the Facebook room and not concentrating. I have to take myself into my centre to get cards out. So please, now I'll do a proper one for Laura, if I might. For her Earth year, her next Earth year, what do you... Okay, they're saying to me two cards for you, one for today. So, okay, can we have one for today? Okay, the one for today is the Six of Earth, which is about giving and receiving. What you put out comes back to you. It's about balance, and it's because it's the Earth card, it's about material aspects. So that is your card for the day. What they said is they want to give you a card for your year, your next earth day year. What are you going to give Laura for her year ahead? There we go, a card out. Okay, so I think things are going to move forward for you very rapidly. I have a Seven of Air, which is about very rapid movement. It's Moving forward, perhaps from something that has caused you a loss of peace of mind or personal freedom. It comes with Raguel, who is to do with relationships. And this could be your relationship to people or your relationship to how you see life, but something is going to shift for you. So I hope that will turn out to be very, very useful. Okay, let me refresh this. My mouse just went missing. It went AWOL. Right, got a grip. So, Pamela Snow, thank you for your kind words. Good morning to Lioness, who's just come in the room. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. You may have a card indeed. Let's just clear this deck and see what card I can bring in for Jean. That was very quick. Ooh, I want to be you. Jean, you have two major arcana cards. You have Balance, which in old tarot was known as Temperance, which is keeping an open mind sometimes. It's blending ideas with others, or a successful compromise. Now, I have that with the Magician, which is extraordinary. So this is saying that actually the magic that you can create may work even better if in cooperation with, or communication, they give me, with other people. So maybe, again, magical conversations, perhaps. They come with Archangel Raziel, who is the Magician, and Archangel Zadkiel, who is our thoughts, our mind. So again, it's thoughts, it's conversations, it's the mind. Good morning to Tara. Your dad is visiting the London area right now. Well, I hope he's not in the home counties, because apparently they've got no power and no water. So I send a prayer that he's in somewhere they have. London got away with it, but a lot of places around it didn't. He's been there for the first time in 56 years. He and his siblings have gathered together. Wow. Well, I send lots and lots of love and angels to that. Archangel Raguel, please, for siblings and gatherings. I'm going to pull a card because I'm pretty sure that you would like one. You normally do. Wow. That was me dropping the deck. That's the angels saying you haven't cleared the deck. They do that to me. Okay. So a card for Tara, please, if I may. And her dad for his great reunion. For the family in general, they tell me. And when I say that, then I get... Okay. So maybe almost a sense of overwhelm. I'm picking up here, emotional overwhelm. It's going to be very, very important. And I'm going to say empowering for him, but somewhat overwhelming. It's going to take him time to process it, is what they're saying to me. So if when he comes back, he may not be able to find the words of what it meant, but it will be special. Pamela Snow is saying Mother Nature doesn't fool around. She means business. Yep, she certainly does. Now, I know that other people have come into this room, so bear with me while I try and speak to my mouse nicely and refresh this page and find out what is going on. While I do, I want to remind you that Mark Husson is coming up next with his Astrology Hour. And I always get so much from that show because I think it is so helpful. If you're not an astrologer, just to get some help, to get a view on what is going on in the world. And then when things happen, I've said this to people who say about astrology, well, what does it do? It gives you an ability to make sense of what's going on, whether you like it or you don't. If you can make sense of something, it is just so much more powerful. Bless him. And there is Mark Husson, bless him, in the chat room. Thank you for the throat angel love. I'm glad to hear you doing much better. Good morning to Quelly. Thank you for your kind words. Tara, I did do your card. And Maureen, Lioness, greetings to you too. Thank you for your kind words about being means me being safe, and for missing me, which doesn't, and your work schedule doesn't always allow you to listen live. Sending love and hugs right back at you. And of course, you may have a card, which is what you've said down there. So Lioness, a card for you, please. Card for Lioness. There we go. A lovely swords card, air card. This is the Ten of Swords. Now, I know some people don't like this card in tarot. I love getting it. because it says that a difficult situation is over. This person has packed their bags and they're walking away into a brand new, beautiful beginning. And this is always about our thoughts, our mental patterns, things that have challenged us, things that have tormented us, patterns that we wanted to break, habits we wanted to leave behind. And this shows me that all of that is possible and going to work for you. So I hope that that makes some sense for you. Let me just, I can see that there are more comments to look at. I see Joni coming in the room. Good morning to you. You'd love a card, of course. Let's have a look. I haven't forgotten as well that if you're with me and you're not in the chat room, I am going to do you a card. So hold tight. I'm just going to do this one for Joni. So this one for Joni, please. There we go. All these air cards, it is going to be such a fast year. This card almost represents this year for you, Joni, because it is the Knight of Air. Now, this knight is wearing a red cloak and his unicorn horse is charging forward. It's rearing into the air and taking a great leap as it plunges forward. This is about mentally moving forward at great speed because you have chosen to. You are decisive. Sometimes circumstances kick our butt and make us take the decision. There is an element of that about this card, but it's definitely about being driven, about being decisive, whether you've chosen to be or you have to be, and events moving forward very, very quickly. It does say keep a sharp mind and don't let your emotions spill over if this happens to you, and enjoy the journey, because I think in this year of the Fire Horse, we are all going to have a great deal of that. It this year is going to be so fast. I almost want to fly to the end of the year and see what's happened. But I know that's not how it works on Earth School. So yeah, I know. I'm going to have to be more patient than that. But you know me, the motto, Dear Lord, please grant me the gift of patience. And by the way, I want it now. Okay, let me just take one final look in this chat room because I can see I'm coming up on time. And I want to make sure I've spoken to everybody. Lioness is in there. Laura's in there. Joni. I think I have caught up with everybody in the chat room. Let me just do a card for you if you're listening to me on the on-demand system because you couldn't get here live. You are just as important to this gathering. So if you couldn't get in the chat room, if you're with me live but not in the chat room or you're listening to the on-demand, this is a card for you. So can I have a card, please, to send out across the ether, angels, that signifies what we need to know. I'm going to say this week, and as I say this week, the card comes out. An earth card. Get to work. Get your ducks in a row. This is the three of earth. Comes with Archangel Raguel, R-A-G-U-E-L, for our relationships. This can be with other people. This card is very much about cooperating with other people to get things done. That can mean in work, but it doesn't have to be work. It has to be that which we want to accomplish. It's time to get stuck in. It's time to have a plan. It's working well with others and feeling good about what you do. Okay, that is that card for you if you're joining me. Oh, hang on, they want to give me another one. Okay, definitely about partnerships because we had Raguel. We had the Earth card about cooperation. And literally, as I put the deck away, they've now flung out the Two of Fire, which is always about partnerships. It's about following your passion. It's about taking the next steps. These are cards that are a two and a three. This is not the mission accomplished. This is the beginning of the journey. Partnering with others who share your dreams. I think that is the key phrase. Whoa, well, that show absolutely flew by. So there we go. Thank you for your kind words that you've shared with me. It has been a pleasure to walk alongside you this morning. The show will be up on demand as fast as I can get it there. Stay here for the Mark Hosson Astrology Hour, and I will be back with you at the same time next week on 1-2 Radio. Take care. Bye-bye for now.